This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's Hezbollah blamed Israel for a spree of pager blasts across Lebanon, saying it will get its fair punishment, according to a statement released by the militant group on Tuesday, issued by the television station run by Hezbollah. At least 9 people were killed and nearly 3,000 others, including Hezbollah fighters, medics, and Iran's envoy to Beirut, were wounded on Tuesday when the pagers they used to communicate exploded across Lebanon, security sources and the Lebanese health minister said. A Hezbollah official said the detonation of the pagers was the biggest security breach the group had been subjected to in nearly a year of conflict with Israel. Mali said on Tuesday its capital Bamako was under control after insurgents attacked a military training school and other strategic areas before dawn. An Al-Qaeda affiliate claimed responsibility. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mali's army says militants have attacked a military training camp near the airport in the country's capital as explosions were heard in the area, adding gunmen had attempted to infiltrate the Faladi Gendarme School and a sweep operation was underway. Within hours, the government said it was temporarily closing the nearby airport in the capital, Bamako. A security official says that there was unspecified loss of life and significant damage without elaborating. Mali, along with its neighbours Burkina Faso and Niger, has battled an insurgency by armed groups, including some allied with Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles on Wednesday that landed in the sea off its east coast, South Korea and Japan said, days after Pyongyang